USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Mike Pence breaking with the former President Donald Trump, speaking in Lake Buena Vista, Florida yesterday. Pence said Trump was wrong to publicly criticize him for not trying to overturn the election results.
I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
The Republican National Committee formally censuring two GOP House members, Wyoming's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, targeted for their membership on the House committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. They also voted to impeach now former President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Thanks to a winter storm, Tennessee currently has the most lights still out, but plenty are still in the dark in New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. As far as flights are concerned, cancellations and delays have been piling up again into the thousands. The advice remains, check ahead before you go to the airport. Friday was National Wear Red Day, part of the American Heart Association's ongoing campaign to remind women that they are not just at higher risk than men for heart attacks, but in fact, heart attacks are the number one cause of death in women. Dr. Noelle Berry-Mers of Cedars-Sinai Hospital telling CBS News,
"We are doing this because of the rising cardiovascular death rates in women, particularly younger women under the age of 50, and particularly women of color. And this started before the pandemic, but it has been exacerbated by the pandemic."
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
In the aftermath of the Supreme Court halting President Biden's workplace vaccine rule, one in five businesses say they're likely to reconsider their vaccine or testing requirement. According to a survey conducted on January 19th by Gartner, a management consultant firm, nearly 40% of the more than 250 executives from major companies surveyed had already implemented a vaccine mandate ahead of the Supreme Court decision, while another 35% provided a testing option for employees. As far as how these vaccine mandates affect people going back to work or finding new employment, Mark Hamrick is a senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
Obviously, every company is going to make its own decision, and obviously they may have made decisions some months ago when that request, if you want to put it that way, from the Biden administration was made. So it obviously is balanced by the need to get the pandemic managed, and we haven't really done that. We have relatively low vaccination rates in the United States relative to at least the Western world or the developed world, and so we continue to have a concern about the fact that the pandemic is not over and that there are impacts that could yet still come from other variants as the virus does what it does.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.